Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Zayin. We left off on the top of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Rivka and Shlomo Wilimowski on the 22nd yard site of Rivka's father, Rabbi Yehuda Solash, Alav Shalom, and Shem Shem and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So we started the sugi yesterday on Daf Vavim Beis of Tuma Hutra Betzibur or Tuma Dechuya Betzibur. So we're the context in which it came up. As we raise the question, why is it that we sequester the Kohen Gadol from his wife in advance of Yom HaKippurim, and yet we allow other visitors to come and visit him in advance of Yom HaKippurim? Shouldn't we be concerned that one of his visitors is going to drop dead, and then he's going to become Tumas Meis, Tumah Hutra, B'tzibur? So we're not going to be so worried about Tumas Meis. So Amud Aleph is going to be all about Rayos, whether Tumah is in fact Hutra or Duchuya B'tzibur. We're going to have five rayos, and through the answers to those rayos, we're going to see that there are three exceptions to when this machlokas applies, meaning there are three cases where everybody agrees that tumah is in fact only dechuya betzibur and not hutra betzibur. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have machlokas tanoim, whether the tzitz is only meratza when it's al mitzchah shel kohen gadol, when the kohen gadol is actually wearing it, or it's even meratza when he's not wearing it. So the Gemara is going to discuss how each opinion derives their shita from psukim, and at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to connect the idea of hesach hadas from the tzitz when the kohen gadol is not allowed to have hesach hadas from the tzitz to the idea of hesach hadas when, as it relates to tefillin, that a person is not allowed to be masiach das from tefillin. So a lot of labedik topics. So let's begin daf zayin amar aleph at the top of the page. Amar Rav Sheshes, second line of the page. So Amar Rav Sheshes mina aminala. So Rav Sheshes starts off again. We started the discussion yesterday of tumot or dechuya. So where do I get the idea that Tuma is Duchuya Betzibur and that it is not, in fact, Hutra Betzibur? So says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes is going to have four rayas, and then we're going to have one raya against Rav Sheshes. So raya number one, that's in favor of Rav Sheshes, that Tuma is Duchuya Betzibur. Ditanya, Haya Omer, Makrav Minchasa Omer. There's a Dav Yomi coincidence, we talk about the Omer. A person is Makrav Minchasa Omer. So it's the second day of Pesach, and he's being Makrav, the Karban Mincha. Vinit Meis Biyado, and it becomes Tame, as he's being makrovit. So the girsa over here on the side, they change it, im yesham acheres, if there's another carbon that they could bring that does not have a tumah problem, omer lo hevi, they tell him to bring it, umavin acheres techtea, and you bring another one in its place. Why would you bring the tummy one if you have an option for tahara? But v'imein sham elihi, but if it's your only option is the carbon that he's bringing right now, so omer lo havi pekech, so then we say, be smart about it, and be quiet. Don't raise the issue, because you have no choice but to do it betuma. But katani mias omer mavin acheres tachtea. But what do you see that we tell him to bring acheres tachtea, to bring another carbon in its place? Apparently, tuma is not hutra betzibur. If tuma were hutra betzibur, you wouldn't have to bring another one in its place. You would just be allowed to go with it. So answers the Gemara, nah, that's not a raya. Amrav Nachman Modina hechadika shirayim laachila. That whenever you can have a carbon where there's going to be shirayim that could potentially get eaten. So in such a karban, where everyone's going to agree that tumah is dechuya, that we'd prefer not to bring such a karban, and that if they have the ability to do it b'tahara, when you're dealing with a karban where the shirayim is going to be nachal, then certainly we'd prefer to do it b'tahara. If you look at Rashi, modina hechadika shirayim lachila, diafagav the karban tzibur karav b'tumah, even though a karban tzibur could be brought b'tumah, but eino nachal b'tumah, you're certainly not going to be allowed to eat it b'tumah, because I mean, perakets atzolim, we went to mesechus p'sachim, ubimincha nekmetzes modina d'madrina lasos p'tarish yushirayim nechalin. So by a carbon mincha where you take a kmitza and the shirayim, whatever is not in your kmitza, whatever it doesn't come out in your in the kmitza, is going to be eaten. So if it's tamei, nothing's going to get eaten. It's going to be a problem that you're not going to be able to eat it. So for sure, in such a case, we're going to say tumah dechuya. We don't want to set up a carbon where you're not going to be able to eat it. So in that case, kulei alma lo pligi, that it's only dechuya, that it's not going to be a situation of hutra. The gvuras ari, the shagas arye in his sefer gvuras ari, asked the question, how could we compare a tumas korban mincha to tumas kohanim? Meaning the machlokas of Nachman Rav Sheshes about tumah dechuya, tumah hutra, was the kohanim are tamei. Now we're talking about the korban being tamei. A tumah of a korban, l'chor, is much more chamur. It could be that Rav Nachman is moda over there, that of course you're going to be mahadrin and b'tahara. You're going to want to do it b'tahara. But when it comes to the tumas kohen, which is less chamur than the tumas korban, maybe that's where we have a machlokas. The raya that, how do I know that a tumah of a carbon is more chamur than tumah of a kohen? Because even according to Rav Sheshes, we don't say by a tumah's carbon that it's duchuya unless you have a ritzoy tzitz also. Meaning you need two factors. You need the fact that it's a carbon tzibur and ritzoy tzitz in order to be willing to look beyond the fact that a korban is tameh. As opposed to tumas gavra, when you're talking about the tumah of the person, it's always going to be duchuy. You never need a ritzoy. You don't need a ritzoy tzitz. It's going to be duchuy automatically. So you see that the tumah of the korban is more chamur than the tumah of the person. So maybe even Rav Nachman would agree that the tumah of the korban, you say tumah duchuy, even though by tumas kohanim we say tumah hutra. So that's the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. So that's a good kasha. Okay, so the another issue over here, according to Rav Sheshes, and this is where we paskin, that the fact that we look for a Torah Karban, you see that's a raya that Tumas Duchuya, because if it was only Hutra, we wouldn't be looking for a Torah Karban. So there's a tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Lamed Zayin, where he says that even though there's a Hidr Mitzvah, certainly, to be Makrav B'Tahara, meaning even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, it's definitely preferable to bring a carbon b'tahara, right? It has to be that it's at least a hidur to do everything b'tahara, but the Gemara takes it as a davar pashut that if you hold tumah hutra, then it's not kedai to be mevaza the carbon that you're bringing right now but on account of its tumah, just so that you could fulfill that hidur of bringing b'tahara, right? That the idea of bringing the leaving the carbon as is and not to be mevaza that which you're bringing right now outweighs this hidur of wanting to bring b'tahara. So says the Shvus Yaakov, we see from here that someone who, let's say, prepares Neros Shava, the Adlakas Neros Chanukah, a person prepares wax candles for Neros Chanukah, and then while he's, after he prepared them, before it came to Zman Adlakah, he had access to oil. Now he has shemen that he's able to use, which is more mehudar. So says Shvus Yaakov, he should use the wax candles and not reject them, because once you've already engaged them for the mitzvah, so then it would be a bizayun to them to put them aside. Just like over here, you have the carbon that's already engaged. You don't want to, for the sake of the hidur of upgrading to a carbon that's totally tar. If you hold tumah hutra, you would stick with what you have and not be mevaza what you have. So in the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuvan Sim Memhei, he says, no, I'll call panim if there's a mitzvah in a muvchar to look for a mincha Torah, so you should look for other Kohanim or look for a mincha Torah over here. So in the Shvus Yaakov, he says that he responds to this, but this is a major discussion. Is Ner Chanukah really analogous? Meaning, what exactly? Because I have wax candles and I happen to put them in my menorah, that means that they're engaged in the mitzvah? Nothing happened yet. Maybe if I lit them already, I shouldn't blow them out and light Neros Shemen in their place. But is that really the same as a carbon that already has kedusha, that is already huktash for a carbon? Not so clear that would be the case. There's a discussion in some of the poskim. Let's say a shul has multiple sifrei Torah, like many shuls do, like almost all shuls do, and like any time you have multiple sifrei Torah, some are more mehudar than the others, right? We just had all of our sifrei Torah says, so some, they're all beautiful, Baruch Hashem, but some are more beautiful than others. So generally speaking, at the time of Kriya Satara, let's say they took out the wrong one. They took out one that wasn't as nice. So you're allowed to put it back in order to take the more muhudar one. Do you say that since the first Sefer Torah was already engaged to be able to read from it, it's considered that you were maskul b'mitzvah, so just for the hidur, you shouldn't be mevaza that first Sefer Torah put it back, or not that way? So pashtus is that would be more analogous than the Ner Chanukah case, because that, actually, to make a show of taking a Sefer Torah and putting it back, we don't do that so easily. You have to, if you find a psul, so then you do that. Just yesterday, we thought we found a psul till we blew on it, and then it blew away, so it wasn't a psul. But if you find a psul, that's when you would disengage the Sefer Torah. But other than that, we have to be very careful about the kavod of that Sefer Torah. Okay, so we said that when there's shirayim la'achila, then everyone's going to agree that it's duchuya. So the Shagas Aryeh in Gvura Sari writes that the reason that when the shirayim la'achila is because we don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah of achilas kachim. Meaning the reason why we were going to go and look for a Torah carbon rather than bring a Tameh carbon when it's a type of carbon that's nechal, that part of it gets eaten, is because there is a mitzvah to eat a carbon as well. So we don't want to be mevatel that mitzvah of achilas carbon. Rabbi Rabbeinu Eliakim, however, says that they were choshesh that you might come to eat it, and then you'll be chayv misa bidei shemayim. It's not just that we don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah of achilas kodshim, but what happens if we continue to bring this korban betuma? It's risky because you're still going to have the shirayim here, but now the shirayim are going to be usher to eat. So that's a risky proposition. Someone might come to eat it back, and they might not realize that they might come to eat it, and that's going to be a violation of an iser of misa bidei shemayim. Okay, all of that was raya number one for Rav Sheshes, that tuma is duchuya b'tzibur. So Meisvei says Gemara raya number two, hayamakrav minchas parim ve'elim kvasim. A person is bringing various karbanos. V'nit meis biyadon, it became tameh while he was dealing with it, omer mavina cheres tachteha. So they go and bring another one in its place. V'im ein sham elehi, but if it's the only available karban, so omer lo have pikeach ushtok. We tell him, be smart and don't do anything. Don't say anything because it's the only available carbon. You have any other choices over here? So what kind of carbon are we talking about? My love, parim, elim, kvasim, dechag. Aren't we talking about carbonus tzibur, the carbonus that you bring on the moadim, on the yom tovim? So it's a carbon tzibur that has a zman kavua, and it's docha tuma. And we say, even though it's docha tuma, it's carbon tzibur, it should be docha tuma, that if there's another option, mevina cheres tachtel, you go and look for that other option. Isn't that a raya that tuma is not hutra b'tzibur? Tuma is only dechuya b'tzibur by virtue of the fact that we're willing, that we're interested in looking for a replacement. So says Gemara, Amalach Rav Nachman, lo parim paravodazara. No, this is talking about a paravodazara, not talking about the pariachag. Avogav the tziburu, because you're right that the paravodazara is a par of a tzibur, it's a carbon tzibur, kiva de lo kviya lezman mahadrinan. Since it doesn't have a kavua zman, meaning when do you bring the paravodazara? When the tzibur violates avodazara, that's when you bring it. When does that happen? Whenever it happens, whenever people do the Avera, and that requires you to bring the karban. Unlike the karbanos of the Moadim, so on each of the Moadim, you could set up already from the beginning of the year. You know exactly when those days are going to be, or what days to mark off on the calendar, that those that you're going to have to bring karban. That's called kuvuazman. But a par of the Avodazara, even though it's a karban sibur, it doesn't have a zman kavua. And when something doesn't have a zman kavua, then everyone is mod that tum is only duchuya b'tzibur. It's not going to be a hutra. Meaning each of the first two rayas, we said, don't you see in these cases that tum is duchuya? And the answer is, yes, we do see in those two cases that Tumah is Dukhir. Here's our daily interruption. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to start using my computer. I'll be able to mute people. So don't you see in these two cases that Tumah is Dukhir? So the Gemara says that that we do see that Tumah is Dukhir. Enochinami. But those are exceptions, meaning those are not the classical case. Either it's an exception because it's Shirayim Lachila, or it's an exception because it's lo kavua lezman and elim. When we say that, we're talking about rams ba'ayalo shel Aaron. De'avagav de kavua lezman kivin de'yachlu madrinan. Or it's talking about the ayal of Aaron that even though it has a zman kavua, but it's a carbon yachid. It's not a carbon tzibur, and therefore we by a carbon yachid, we're also only everyone's going to agree that it's duchuya and kvasim bekevas haba ima omer. And the kvasim that we're talking about are the ones that are brought together with the carbon omer di'ikashirayim lachila, which fits into our first exception, which is that there's shirayim lachila. So what's emerged so far is that even according to the shita that tumos hutra b'tzibur, there are three exceptions where it's only going to be dechuya. We're still going to be looking for tara whenever it's a type of carbon where there's shirayim lachila, where some of it gets eaten, where the remnants of it, the leftovers of it get eaten. Whenever it's a carbon that's not kavua lezman, that you can't mark off in the calendar in advance exactly which days you're going to bring this carbon, and whenever it's a carbon, that's a carbon yachid. So in all of those cases, we're for sure going to say tuma is only tuchuya, and tuma is not hutra. So now says Gemara Raya number three that tuma is tuchuya. Meisvei dam shenitma dam became tame v'zorko b'shogi kurtza b'meizelo hurtza, and you were zorik the dam that had become tame. So if you did it b'shogi, it works; it will be mechaper. But you do it b'meizel, it's lo hurtza. So
So says Rashi, what's the raya over here? B'mezelo hurtza. Says Rashi, v'yaf al pishat tzitz meratze, kansur rabbanon shloye basar ne'echal. Even though the tzitz is meratze, this is a din midrabbanon, that you're not going to be allowed to eat the meat. Aval bailaminus chapru. Lo hurtza over here does not mean that there's no kapara. There is kapara, because on a daraisa level there's kapara. We cannot take that away from the person. But we're just saying you're not going to be allowed to eat the meat. Because we don't want him to have to go bring another carbon, because then it's going to be chulun ba'azara. The rabbanon are not going to require someone who really has a kapara on a daraisa level to go bring another carbon, because we're going to tell him he doesn't have kapara. No, because on a daraisa level that would be chulun ba'azara. Tami daraisa chazi umiyushamin minei delav heteru. But you do see from this that it's not, you know, it's not something that we're excited about. This is not something that's a lechatchila dika thing. That this is not really heter. So says Mark, Kitanya hi di yachid. No, that case is also talking about dam of a carbon yachid. And when it comes to a carbon yachid, of course it's only dechuya. It's not in fact going to be hutra. Says the Gemara further. Oh, just Agav, we mentioned before about the par being the par of avodah zara. Even though it's a carbon seabor, it's not kavua leizman. So Maritzchias raises the question: why don't we say it's talking about paro shel aron? That since it's the yachidu madrina al tara, like the Gemara says about the ayil. By the ayil, we said it's ayilu shel aron. So why by the par do we have to say it's a par of avodah zara? Just stay consistent and say that it's the par shel aron. So we suggest, based on the Rishonim, that since the par is ma'akev the sair, so it has a din of a carbon seaboard, that the par of Aaron might have a din of a carbon seaboard itself. The Rashash raises the issue. He points out that the heter of a par of avodah zarah, that's a carbon yachid, is because of ritzoy tzitz. So you see that al yidei ritzoy tzitz, you're allowed to bring lechachila when there's no other one, when there's no better option. So that issue of whether a carbon yachid that became tameh, you're allowed to be zorik the dam lechachila al yidei ritzoy tzitz, or it's only if the dam was nizrak, it's going to work b'diavad, is a major discussion in Rishonim. Rashi in Maseches Pesachim Daf Tazayin says that it's mutter, even lechatchila, you're allowed to be zorek dam that's tameh, relying on ritzoy tzitz. In Maseches Gittin, Rashi writes that minat Torah, it's mutter, midrabanan, it's aser. And over here, apparently, we're saying that it's mutter, and we're not choshesh for even an iser derabanan, that it's totally mutter. Okay, so now raya number four, Tashema. Al maha tzitz meratze, what is the tzitz meratze for? Meaning the fact that the Kohen Gadol has the tzitz allows for certain issues to be overlooked and for the karbanos to proceed. So al maha tzitz meratze, al adam, v'al basar, v'al chelev, shenitma, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'yonis, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, that you have all of these parts of a carbon that became tameh. Whether it became tameh b'shogeg or b'mezid b'yonis b'ratzon, whether it was b'yachid or b'tzibur, but v'yisak v'daitach tumah heteri b'tzibur, lamad l'ratzuye. But if you hold tumah sutra b'tzibur, what do you mean meratza? What do you need a ritzui for if tumah sutra b'tzibur? So amalach Rav Nachman, ki katani atzitz meratza ad yachid. When we said that tzitz meratza, that's going on the case of the yachid, because that's where, remember we said, by a yachid, by a carbon yachid, everyone agrees that tumah is only dechuya. But in the case of tzibur, you don't need ritzoy tzitz. It's going to be okay anyway. Or maybe you could say that it's even talking about tzibur. But it's talking about those carbonos tzibur that don't have a zman kavua. Meaning we're relating back to two of the exceptions that we mentioned. Two of the cases where everyone agrees tumah is only going to be dechuya and it's not going to be hutra is either if it's carbon yachid or it's a case where it doesn't have a zman kavua. So all four of these rayas pointed in the direction that tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, but we had answers to all four of them, right? We haven't been able to prove conclusively, because they all four could have been part of the exception of when everyone agrees that tumah is dechuya. So now we're going to bring a raya in the opposite direction. Now we're going to bring a raya that in fact tumah is hutra b'tzibur and not dechuya. So Meisvei says, well, I'll bring a raya, v'nasa arunes avon akachim, v'chi eza avon hu nosei. What sort of avon is Aaron Nose? Is he taking responsibility for the avon akachim, that because of the tzitz that he's wearing, that it's not going to be a problem? Meaning, what's he mechaper for that it should be a carbon kosher? Im avon pigel, if we're saying that tzitz is meratze on the carbon on the aver of pigel, that when the Kohen did one of the avodos that ma'akev the carbon, the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, or the zrika, he had a machshava to be zorik the dam, or to be maktir, or to eat it chutz the mekar. Makomo, and the Chutz L'Makomo normally is the definition of Pasul. Chutz L'Zmano is Pigul. So in the Tzitz is going to be Machshir the Karban, Harei Kfar Nemar Lo Yiratzeh. But the Pasuk says about that Isur, that Lo Yiratzeh, that the Karban does not work. The Bailam does not achieve a Kapara. So don't tell me that the Tzitz is Meratzeh for such a thing. Vim Avon Nosar. And if we're talking about the Avon Nosar, that you want to say the Tzitz is Mechaper for a Machshava of Nosar, that the time that the Kohen did one of the Avodos that are Ma'akiv the Karban, he had a Machshava to be Zorik the Dam, or to be Makdir it, or to eat from it after the Zman Harotwi for it, so then the Tzitz is Meratzeh for that, to be Machshav the Karban. Harei Kvar Nemar, the Pasuk already says about that, Lo Yechashev, that the Karban's going to be Pasul, that he's not going to be Yotzei his Chiyuv with that. So it sounds that even though the Tzitz is not going to help, even with the Tzitz, it's not going to help to be Machshir the Karban. So what exactly is the case where we say V'nasa Aaron es Avona Kachim, that Aaron's wearing the Tzitz is going to help for the Avona Kachim? Ha'enu nose ela Avon Tuma shehutra michlala b'tzibur. So what is the Tzitz Meratza for? For the Avon Tuma, which is hutra michlala b'tzibur. Why does it work for Tuma and not for Pigul and Pasul, for Machshav v'chutz l'makom or Machshav v'chutz l'zmano? Because Tuma is more kal than machshavas of chutz l'makom and chutz l'zmano. What makes tuma more kal? Because you see that tuma is hutra b'tzibur. So if tuma, we allow tuma, we never allow machshavas pigul b'tzibur. We don't allow machshavas psul b'tzibur. We don't allow noser b'tzibur. We don't allow all the other psul and b'tzibur. But tuma, when it comes to tzibur, we're going to be machshir. So if tuma is hutra b'tzibur, that's the raya that tuma, we're more willing to overlook a problem of tuma, and therefore that's what the tzitz works for. The tzitz works to allow us to overlook problems of tuma, but not to allow us to overlook other more serious problems. So anyway, bottom line is, look at the lashon that we used. We didn't say because tuma is dechuya b'tzibur. We said because tuma is hutra b'tzibur. So the raya over here does not seem to be from the halacha. The raya over here is from the language used in expressing the halacha. Meaning, even if you held tumas duchuya b'tzibur, the halacha would still stand, because we're saying that the tzitz is meratza for tuma and not for pigul and no sara. Okay, that still makes sense, even if tuma is only duchuya b'tzibur, because you don't have machshavas chutz l'mukomo duchuya b'tzibur or machshavas chutz l'zmano duchuya b'tzibur. You only have that by tuma. So the raya would work either way. The whole raya we're bringing, though, as far as Rav Sheshet is concerned, is the lashon that we used. That tuma is hutra miklala. So the very fact that we use that lashon implies or strongly suggests that tuma is hutra b'tzibur, and it's not only duchuya b'tzibur. So answers the Gemara, you're right. This braisa clearly holds that tuma is hutra b'tzibur. That's not necessarily a problem for Rav Sheshes, though. Because Tanoihi, meaning Rav Sheshes will say, yes, I'm aware that there are Brises that will say, that there are Tanoim that will say that Tumas Sutra B'tzibur, but there are also Tanoim that would say Tumas Duchiya B'tzibur. And I'm simply paskening like those Tanoim that say Tumas Duchiya B'tzibur. Did Tanya, because the Brisa tells us as follows. Tzitz bein sheyeshol mitzcho bein she'enol mitzcho miratze. The tzitz, whether the Kohen Gadol is currently wearing it in its place on his forehead, or whether he's not currently wearing it, it's miratze. It's mechaper for bringing a carbon, bituma, that carbon should be olah l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem. So you see that even if the carbon becomes tameh, when the tzitz is not munach al mitzchah shel kohen gadol, the tzitz is going to be machshir the carbon. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, odeyu al mitzchah meratzeh. When it's actually on his forehead, he's wearing it where he's supposed to be wearing it, then it's meratzeh. But ein odeyu al mitzchah, the kohen gadol happens to not be wearing the shmona begadim at that point in time, then ein meratzeh. Then it's not going to work for the karbanos. So Amalah Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon challenges Rabbi Yehuda. Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim yochiach. What are you going to do about the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim? And Yom HaKippurim, he doesn't wear the Shemona Begadim when he goes l'fnai v'lefnim. Right? He goes l'fnai v'lefnim. He's only wearing the Arba Begadim. So even when the tzitz is not on the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol, it's meratza, because when he goes to do the avodah in the Kodesh Hakodashim, she'ino deo al mitzchah, he's not wearing the tzitz. He's over only in the big day lavan l'fnai v'lefnim. He's not wearing the Shemona Begadim. And nevertheless, it's meratza on the karbanos that he's makriv at that time. So what are you going to say about that? So amalo Rabbi Yehuda, halach l'kohen gadol b'yom kippurim shetuma hutra lo b'tzibur. No, you can't bring a raya to the kohen gadol yom kippur because in that case tumas hutra b'tzibur. Meaning when there's no kohen gadol wearing the tzitz, you're only makriv when the kohen gadol is not wearing the tzitz. What are they doing already? They're only doing karbanos tzibur. So you're not going to need the tzitz anyway. Karbanos tzibur or hutra are hutar anyway, legabe tumah, and you don't need the tzitz to be meratzeh. But a carbon yachid that became tameh, where you're going to require the assistance of the tzitz, then the tzitz is only meratzeh if it's al mitzvah. The tzitz is not going to be meratzeh when he's not wearing it. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Mechal de Rabbi Shimon savar, tumah d'chuyi hi betzibur. Why is Rabbi Shimon challenging Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Shimon must hold that if he's bringing a raya from the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim, that the tzitz is meratzeh, even when it's not al mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol, even though they're only bringing Karbanos Tzibur at that time, it must be that he holds that you need Ritzoy Tzitz. Why? Because Tumah is only Tuchuyah B'Tzibur, and therefore even Karbanos Tzibur need not only the fact that it's a Karban Tzibur in order to overlook the Tumah, you need the Tzitz as well. So here you have straight out a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Tumah is Tuchuyah B'Tzibur or Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur. So the Braisa that said that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur is following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shesha says, I follow Shitas Rabbi Shimon, and therefore I paskin that Tumah is only Duchuyah B'Tzibur. So you see that it's a Machlokas Tanaim. So how do we paskin Halacha if it's a Machlokas Tanaim? So the Rambam writes in Nichlas Bias Mikdash Parag Dal Halacha Tezvav, and the Smag also in Lav and Shin Hei, and Rov Rishonim, like Rav Sheshes, the Tumah is Duchuyah B'Tzibur. Meaning, what just happened over here? We had this Machlokas, the Gemara spent a whole Amud trying to prove that Rav Sheshes is correct. Okay, none of the Rayas were 100%, we were able to be Dokha all the Rayas, but we spent a whole Amud trying to prove that Rav Sheshes is correct, and then the one Raya against him, the response was, it's a Machlokas Tanaim. And Rav Sheshes has a right to paskin in that Machlokas Tanaim. So the indication of the Sugya is that we're going to paskin that Tumah is in fact Tuchuyah B'Tzibur, and the Shita of Rav Nachman is a Das Yachid in Amoraim. However, Rabbeinu Yohanan ben Miluniel writes the Halacha, the Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, not that Tumah is Tuchuyah B'Tzibur. As we pointed out, may have nafkaminas as far as if you assume that it's a parallel necessarily to Ilcha Shabbos, to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, whether that's Tuchuyah or whether that's Hutra. Now what's interesting though is the Rambam seems to split the Pesach. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Bias Migdash, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that the tzitz is meratzah ba'oda al mitzchah shel kohen gadol, that the tzitz is meratzah only while the kohen gadol is wearing it. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But he paskins like Rabbi Shimon that tumah is Tuchuyah B'Tzibur. So the Achronim say it's a Tati Desasri, because then what's Rabbi Yehuda's answer going to be? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda's whole answer to the challenge of Rabbi Shimon was that Tumah's Hutra B'Tzibur. So how can the Rambam paskin that Tumah's Tuchuyah B'Tzibur and still paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the tzitz is only meratzah when it's all the Al Mitzvah Shel Kohen Gadol? Right? Rabbi Shimon says, oh, what are you going to do about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is not Al Mitzvah Shel Kohen Gadol. And Rabbi Yehuda's only answer was Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So but if the Rambam is going to paskin Tumah Tuchuyah B'Tzibur, then Rabbi Yehuda's not going to have an answer for Rabbi Shimon's challenge. So the Kesef Mishnah writes somewhat cryptically, Rabbi Shimon's kasha is not such a strong kasha. That's what Kesef Mishnah writes. Shagasari says, who are you? Rabbi Shimon thought it was a strong kasha. Rabbi Yehuda thought it was a strong enough kasha that he answered it by saying Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So you're going to say that Tumah is only Dechuyah and the kasha is not really kasha. How can you say such a thing? So the Achronim explained that the Kesef Mishnah, what he meant is he's referring to what Tosos writes, that it could be that he's not able to be Lovish, since he's not able to be Lovish Tzitz al Mitzchah, the tumah is going to be nidcha, meaning that even if Yol Tumah is Duchuyah B'Tzibur, what's the teretz about the Kohen Gadol? That the tzitz only needs to be al mitzcho in order to work if he's allowed to wear it. But in the situation where he's not allowed to wear it, so then it doesn't need to be al mitzcho in order to work. Meaning the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear it lefnai v'lefnim. That's the principle of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear Big Day Zahav lefnai v'lefnim, because Zahav is a bit of a sore spot in Jewish history that we had the Cheda Egel. So we're not allowed to do that lefnai v'lefnim. You're not allowed to bring that lefnai v'lefnim. So in that case, even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that the tzitz will be meratzah k'she'eino al mitzchah, when it's not al mitzach the Kohen Gadol. Now, what exactly that means, when exactly it has to be al mitzach the Kohen Gadol, is also an interesting point. Rashi writes that the tzitz is, meaning we say that, let's assume you need the tzitz al mitzchah in order to be meratzah for tumah. What does that mean? When it became tameh? When you're trying to be makrif b'tumah? At some point in between? I mean, at what point does the Kohen Gadol need to be wearing the tzitz? So Rashi writes over here, and also in Pesachim, and also in Sanhedrin, that the tzitz has to be at the time that the tumah happens. So the Shagasari says, you see that apparently Rashi holds that the inyan of ritzoy tzitz is that it be al mitzcho, or al kalpanim, according to Rabbi Shimon, be in the world at the time of the chalos ha-tumah, even if it's not al mitzvah b'shas hakrava, it's when the tumah originally happened, which means you can't really plan for it. Meaning, if the karban is tameh already and the tzitz was not al mitzvah shel kohen gadol, it's too late because it had to have been for it to work. It had to have been al mitzvah when the tumah first happened. So the shagazai just wonders what would be the svara for that. You would think tumah is something that happens. You want this karban to work though, so having the tzitz allows the karban to work. So at the time of the avodah of the karban, you would think it has to be al mitzvah, and that's what the Yad Ramah writes in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis, that it's most mistaver, that it's totally b'shas hakrava, and it's very strange that Rashi writes over here that it has to be at the shas hatuma and not at the shas hakrava. Okay, so that's a kasha that they have on Shitas Rashi, and the Achronim work on perhaps different answers for Shitas Rashi. Another point that Rashi points out in Maseches Pesachim, that ain't al mitzvah because he doesn't go in with the big day zahav. So Rashi over there says, yeah, by Yom HaKippurim it's not al mitzvah because you're not allowed to go with big days of. So Rashi writes, Kedamrin Rosh Hashanah ein kategor nasa seneger, because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says ein kategor nasa seneger. So the Gilyon HaShas just points out that he should have just said that he does the avodah with Dalit big day lovin, because the pasuk says that's what you do. Meaning ein kategor nasa seneger is the explanation of why, right? It's the explanation of why it is that he only does big day lovin. But are you trying to bring a raya that the tzitz is Maratza, even Kashenu al Mitzchah? So what's the Raya? Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim. So all you have to say is, and we know that the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim doesn't wear the Shemana Begadim. Why does Rashi have to say, oh, and the Svara for that is, Ein Kategor Nasa Seneger? That's a time of Dekra. That's just explaining the reason for what the Pesukim say. But the Pesukim just said, the Pesukim say it explicitly that he only wears the Big Day Lavan, that he doesn't wear the Shemana Begadim. So that's also a Kasha that a number of the Achronim deal with over here. But let's get to the comparison with tzitz and tefillin. So Amar Abaye says, Abaye b'nishbar tzitz tukli amal pligi. Meaning, we just had this machlokas: is the tzitz meratza when it's eino al mitzchah or only ba'od al mitzchah when it's still on his head? If the tzitz is broken, everyone agrees, both Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon agree, then it's not going to work. If you don't have a tzitz ba'olam, if it doesn't exist because it's broken, then for sure it doesn't work. Ki pligi detali besiksa. The whole question is, the tzitz is hanging in the closet. It's there, but it's not on the Kohen's head. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's not going to be meratza, because the pasuk says, al meitzach. The pasuk says, vayi al meitzach aron v'nasa. And then it's nasa aron asavona kachim. So the tzitz is only meratza. It's only nasa avona kachim when it's al meitzach. For Rabbi Shimon says, no, we learn from the hemshech of the pasuk. It says, tamid l'ratzon lefnei Hashem. Pasuk says, vayi al mitzcha tamid l'ratzon lahem lefnei Hashem. That the tzitz is meratza tamid. What does tamid mean? Tamid seems to imply even when it's not al mitzcha, that it's always going to have the capacity to be meratza. So my tamid, what does the tamid mean? Ilema tamid al mitzcha. What? It means that the tzitz is always al mitzcha? That can't be. It's impossible that the Kohen Gadol is constantly wearing the tzitz. Mi mishkachasla? Can you have such a thing? Mi lo bayi meya lebeis hakiseh? Does the Kohen Gadol never have to use the bathroom? If he has to use the bathroom, he's got to take the tzitz off, obviously. So it can't be Tamen al Mitzchah. Umi lo boi menam. Does the Kohen Gadol not have to sleep? Certainly he's going to have to sleep at some point. It's not Tamen al Mitzchah. At those points, he can't be wearing the tzitz. So what does Tamid mean? El Tamid Meratzu. Apparently the tzitz works even when he's not wearing it. There are times that he has to take it off. He has to go to the bathroom. He has to go to sleep. And probably many other things, other times that he wants to take it off. He's not going to be wearing the Shemana Begadim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So obviously he's going to be taking off the tzitz at certain points, but it's still going to be meratza. So says Gemara, Ul Rabbi Yehuda Nami Haksiv Tamid. What does Rabbi Yehuda darshan from the word Tamid? It can't possibly mean that he's wearing a Tamid. So I understand Rabbi Shimon's going to say, it means that it's the tzitz is working Tamid, even if it's not on the Kohen. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it only works while it's on the Kohen. What does the word Tamid teach me? Tamid means that while you're wearing it, you need to be fully consistent with your mindset, that you always have to be thinking about it. You cannot be masiach das while you're wearing it. Meaning tamid does not mean, it's like they say, the masmid is not someone who learns 24 hours a day but 60 minutes an hour, you know, something like that, right? So tamid is that you, in the time that he's doing it, he has to be all in, he has to be completely focused on the tzitz, but not that the tzitz has to be on him. him tamid. It's obviously not going to be on him tamid, but he has to keep him masiach das from the kedusha of the tzitz. Kederab Rav Huna, and this is aligned with Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna chayav adl mashmish betfilav bechal shav v'shav, that a person should constantly be touching his tefillin. He should be reaching for touching his tefillin shel rosh, his tefillin shel yad, bekal v'chomer mitzitz. And the raya is from the tzitz. Umat tzitz she'ein bo ela askara achas. Amr Torah al mitzchot tamid shel yaseich daitim menu. If the tzitz, which only has one Shem Hashem on the whole tzitz, and nevertheless the Torah says al mitzchot tamid, and al mitzchot tamid clearly doesn't mean that it's always on his head, but rather it means that he can't have asach hadas. So tefillin she'ish ben askaros harbe alachs kamav kama, tefillin which has more kedusha than the tzitz, because there are so many shemos Hashem in the tefillin, so alachas kamav kama, you can't be masiach das. So one ha'ara just to make, that's a davar pashut that emerges from the Gemara that has to be made, is that we think of the tzitz as the holiest of all the shemona begadim that only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear, which it is. Only the Kohen Gadol wears the shemona begadim, the holiest Jew, and it's the holiest of all of his begadim, and it's such a big deal. Every bar mitzvah boy gets something holier to wear every single day of his life, right? The tefillin is more holy than the tzitz. So maybe something to tell bar mitzvah boys, right? Every bar mitzvah boy has something more holy to wear every single day. The Gemara makes a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer only works if there's a kal and there's a chomer. So clearly the tzitz is the kal, and the tefillin is the chomer. Also, exactly what is a hesach das? You're not allowed to be masiach das from the tzitz, and you're not allowed to be masiach das from the tefillin. We have to realize nowadays we only wear tefillin for whatever it is, 32 minutes a day. I don't know, however long it takes you to daven shacharis, but ideally, really, tefillin were supposed to be worn kalayom. They were supposed to be worn all day. Really, it's shayach. A person's going to go all day without being masiach das from his tefillin. How do you have such a thing? So, what exactly is the geder? What's the definition of hesach hadas when it comes to tefillin? So, this is a major machlokas rishonim. The shita of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yona is that only schok v'kalus rosh is considered hesach hadas. Oh, okay, so that's doable. That you're just not allowed to do schok v'kalus rosh all day while you're wearing tefillin. However, you could do business. You could work. You could do everything else you need to do throughout the day. You can eat. You could do everything else you need to do. Just not schok v'kalus rosh. The Ramban, however, in Torah Sa'adam says that your mind has to be constantly on your tefillin, and therefore an avel b'shas bechi v'hespid is not allowed to put on his tefillin. I mean, the halacha is, but most of the dinim of Shiva apply for all 7 days of Shiva. Yet the halacha of not putting on tefillin is only on Yom Rishon. On Yom Rishon, an avel doesn't put on tefillin. Why would there be a din of Yom Rishon that's separate from the rest of the days of Shiva? It's either Shiva or it's not Shiva, right? Why is there such a? So the Ramban writes, because at the time of the most intense pain, where you can think of nothing else other than the karov, that memel is going to be a hesach hadas from the tefillin. So the patur of tefillin it comes from the fact that we don't have confidence that the person will be able to properly do the mitzvah of tefillin, because he won't be able to focus on the tefillin properly. So says the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. So major machlok rishonim just how to even define hesach hadas. So Shagas Aryeh says, as the kasha, according to the sheet of the Rosh, why is it that you need to be memashmish betefillin all the time? If tefillin just means you shouldn't have schok v'kalus rosh, why do I need to be touching them not to have schok v'kalus rosh? So the answer seems to be pashut, that to remind you not to have schok v'kalus rosh. Meaning we don't want you to forget that they're there. So always be mashmish to remind you, oh, there's tefillin over here, so I shouldn't have schok v'kalus rosh. The Sholem Meshev raises the question. He says, the Gemara says that the Seir of the Kohen Gadol was near a Bein Tzitzum Mitznefes, where the tefillin would go. Meaning there was one spot between the hat that the Kohen Gadol would wear and the tzitz that he would wear al mitzcho, and that spot is where he would have to place his tefillin. So asks the Sholem Meshev, I don't understand. He's not allowed to be Masiach Das from the tzitz, and he's not allowed to be Masiach Das from the tefillin. You can't think two things at once, right? So which one is he supposed to be focused on? Is he supposed to be on the tzitz or on the tefillin? He has a raya from a ravid in Hilchos Para, Parag Zayin Alach Gimel, where the ravid says you can't be focused on two things at once, where it would be a hesach hadas to be focused on one and not the other. So he says, how is it possible? The Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz and the tefillin at the same time, and he's not allowed to be masiach das from either one of them. So the Sholem Meshev suggests a chiddush. He says when the Gemara says in Zvach, Kochin, that the Seir of the Kohen Gadol was near a Bein Tzitzim Mitznefes, Shesham Maniach Tfilin, it's just identifying the Makom HaTfilin. But he would never actually wear the Tzitz and the Tfilin at the same time. That's a big Chiddush for an Achron to say, no? Meaning it's the Pashut reading of the Gemara, all the Rishonim, we always assume that the Kohen Gadol, any the picture books with the Kohen Gadol, you always see with he's wearing the Tzitz and he's got his Tfilin on also. He's not, when's the Kohen Gadol going to be wearing his Tfilin if he's always wearing his Tzitz? But that's the, and Adrabi, he's losing out on greater Kedusha. We said before that the Tfilin is more Kadosh, so he's not going to wear the Tfilin, he's going to be wearing the Tzitz. But so says the Sholem Eshet. The Ravid raises the question as follows, that just like this Nisra of Heskadas, from Tfilin we learn from the Tzitz, so we also Lechora should learn in Isra of Hagbas Yadol Lemaila Min HaTfilin. The Halach is that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to lift up his hands over the Tzitz, because the Kedusha of the Tzitz, nothing goes above it. So Lechora, you shouldn't lift up your hands over your Tfilin either. So how can anyone ever be Nosei Kap of the Malo Merosho? Right, by how could a Kohen Hedyot be Nosei Kap of the Malo Merosho? So he suggests, B'dochak, that they would make very tall tefillin. So even if his hands are Lamala Merosho, the tops of the tefillin are they're taller than his hands. It's hard to imagine that. That's how they make the tefillin. So this is a kasha that he raises, whether that halacha necessarily applies. But that halacha necessarily applies by tefillin as well. Shagazariyeh has an arichus in Siman Lamed Ches that l'chora touching the tefillin is not nifsek la'halacha, because we pass on like Rabbi Shimon that tumas duchuy b'tzibur, meaning we always say chayiv al mashmash b'tefillin, right? So we're used to that idea of being mashmash b'tefillin b'chol shah, and this gemara is quoted elsewhere also. But we pass on like Rabbi Shimon that tumas duchuy b'tzibur, right? Rov Rishonim, we said before, pass on that tumas duchuy b'tzibur. So the pasuk that we darshin that the tzitz is meratzat tamit teaches that the tzitz is meratzat tam. It does not teach us nisra of hezgadas. It teaches us that the tzitz is constantly meratzah. So mimela, you don't have anywhere to learn that tamid is not there to teach that that you have to be mashmash b'tefillin b'chol shah. So he says l'chora, we don't paskin that you need tefillin b'chol shah. So he says, he comes to the maskana al pi maskana sasugya that l'kuli alma the pasuk is melamed al hezgadas. But the machlokas is whether there are two drushas of meitzach and mitzchah or only one drusha, meaning everyone agrees that you're not allowed to be Masiach Das and Chayv Mashmesh B'chol Shah. The question is if there's an additional drusha on top of that. Okay, so that's a little bit about the discussion of tefillin. There's much more, but okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow on Daf Ches Amud Aleph at the top.